Welcome to your five for today. Distress, debt, discontentment. Nationally, such words might aptly describe the current affairs addressed in the daily newspapers, as the authorities move again in a new crackdown on criminal behaviour, economists try a new model to address financial pressures affecting another vulnerable group in society, political leaders attempt to pacify those unhappy with the status quo. Distress, debt, discontentment. These things might also ring true on an individual level. How many rise to a new day only to find themselves in that same rut? Money worries, the cycle of debt, the feeling of being shut in on every side, fear of what is going to happen next. Although there's nothing new under the sun, nothing which hasn't been felt before, the burden is no less real to those experiencing such circumstances. Is there anyone to help? Is there a way out? 1 Samuel chapter 22 tells the story of people who were facing these kind of troubles. God had determined that David should be king, for Saul, his predecessor, had failed in his responsibility towards God. Although he had God's own rule book at his disposal, as head of his nation, poor decisions and weak leadership left many of his subjects distressed, in debt, and discontented. Although David was highly regarded by the people, he was not yet given his proper place as head over the kingdom. In Saul's proud struggle to cling on to power, he did everything he could to do away with the man who had shown him every kindness and had already delivered the nation from enemy captivity. David, the rejected king, was forced into hiding. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. David's trust was in God. In one of his psalms, he wrote, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" To be with David and to be under his proven leadership dispelled all fear. Though circumstances might yet be difficult in some ways, the fear was gone, for David gave this assurance, "Abide with me, fear not, with me thou shalt be in safeguard." Is there anyone today who can bring relief to those facing distress, debt, and discontentment? Praise God, yes. Under the failed headship of Adam, who rebelled against God, all were made sinners and became liable to a lifetime of trouble and eternity without God. But God, who is rich in mercy for the great love with which he loved us, and to those who trust in him, though they were dead in sins, they are made alive together with Christ. Jesus is the rejected king. But how much better it is to be linked with a rejected king destined for glory, than to be under a prevailing power with no hope. Why not respond to his invitation? "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." How good he is. And yet, it's one thing to recognise someone's goodness, and another thing altogether to give them the recognition they truly deserve. Relief from your burdens is more than regarding Jesus as a good man. It's not just a case of having Jesus in your life. He's worthy of far more than that. It's recognizing him as Lord of your life. Why not let him become your captain? Let him have control. Take your orders from him. He's got a proven track record. Hear him say, "Abide with me. Fear not. With me thou shalt be in safeguard." Whoever puts their trust in the Lord shall be safe. Thank you for listening.